John and Cindy are blessed to be the parents of three children, Chris, David, and Lauren, as I'm sure you know well. I should also mention that in preparation for his service, John has just begun taking a course through CCEF. It's a Christian Counseling and Education Foundation, probably the finest Christian counseling school in the country, if not the world. And John has already begun taking what may be the first of many courses just to help better equip him for his ministry to us and to others. So we're very excited and thankful about that. John, I'm going to begin by asking you the ordination questions. Do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the Word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
Yes, I do.
Do you sincerely receive and adopt the confessions of faith and catechisms of this church as containing the system of doctrine taught in the Holy Scriptures?
Yes.
Do you approve of the government, discipline, and worship of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church?
Yes.
Do you promise to seek the purity, the peace, and the unity of the church?
I do.
Do you accept the office of ruling elder in this congregation and promise, in reliance on the grace of God, faithfully to perform all the duties thereof?
Yes, I do.
I now have a question for the congregation, and if you would like to respond in the affirmative, you can do so by raising your right hand. Do you, the members of this church, acknowledge and receive this brother as a ruling elder? And do you promise to yield him all that honor, encouragement, and obedience in the Lord to which his office, according to the Word of God and the Constitution of this church, entitles him? If so, please raise your right hand. John, I'm going to ask you to please kneel. We're going to proceed with the ordination by the laying on of hands. This is an ancient practice that goes back at least to the days when Moses laid his hands on Joshua. It's a biblical means by which office, along with its responsibilities and authority, are conferred upon a man. And so I've invited not only our active elders, but all elders present here who would like to participate, either from our church or another Bible-believing church, to join us in laying hands on our dear brother. I'll be leading us in prayer as we lay hands on John. Please join us as we pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you for John. We thank you for making him and giving him the gifts and the experiences and all the things that have gone into making him who he is today, for your grace in his life, and faith, and courage, and compassion, and kindness. We acknowledge his shortcomings and failures over the years, as we all have fallen often, and yet your grace has abounded in his life, and you've been pleased to bring him to this point. We thank you, Lord, for his willingness to serve your people in this way. We pray for John personally, for his walk with you, for his faith during difficult times, for his ministry to his wife, and to his children. We pray, O Lord, you might fill him with joy and courage and wisdom and compassion, that you enable him to persevere when ministry becomes difficult. We pray, O Lord, that he would be a great source of blessing to our congregation, even as he's already been a great source of blessing. We pray, Lord, that he would lead well on the session, that he would enjoy the fellowship with the other brothers, and together we might represent our Lord Jesus Christ to the world and shepherd and care for this congregation. We ask for mercy and forgiveness and compassion for when he stumbles, as he will. We pray, O Lord, that the congregation would lovingly and willingly and humbly and respectfully and eagerly accept John's ministry, even as we pray that John would grow in his ministry and service. We pray, O Lord, for his testimony and walk before the world, that you would be pleased to bless him as he interacts with unbelievers and friends and visitors and folks outside the kingdom and folks outside our church. In every way, O Lord, shepherd him, even as you have called him to shepherd us. Lord, this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The elders have an opportunity to welcome John into the ministry and service as an elder. Meanwhile, I invite the rest of you to turn with me in your hymnal to hymn number 660. I am sure that you're going to want to speak to John this morning and thank him for his willingness to serve, and you're going to have that opportunity. John is going to join me at the back where I usually stand, and you'll have that opportunity to greet him. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll thank him for his gifts and his willingness to serve. But before we thank John, we want to begin and thank the Lord and praise the Lord. So let's stand, and we're going to sing together hymn 660. 660, let's sing together. The Lord's blessing, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.